This is episode 57, Control.
Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach from drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence.
Hello, this is Bethany, your coach, and I am very happy to be working with you today. So welcome to the podcast and thanks for joining me. We're going to talk about control today, and this is a very interesting subject. Most of us would deny that we want control because we think that's a bad word. But control is nothing bad. In fact, control is what all of us are looking for in our own lives. It's kind of interesting. William Glasser did some research long ago and discovered that many of us think, or used to think, that motivation comes from outside us. It's an idea called stimulus response theory, that we're motivated by people or events outside of ourselves. If you're ever looking for motivation, you might find it. You could watch a motivational video. You could hear a story about someone achieving something great. You could watch something inspirational. And yes, you might feel motivated. But the true motivations behind everything that we do are that we're seeking something that's truly going to satisfy us. Maybe we want control or power or fun or learning. There are many things that are actually motivating to us. If something seems repetitive or boring, most of us would agree that's not very motivating at all. When we're thinking about becoming the best version of ourselves, which is what I'm here to help you with, that idea of control is central to our happiness. I have coached a lot of folks who have a little bit of a distorted sense of control, and it takes a little bit of practice to change this. One of the exercises I love to do is this little circle diagram. If you were to draw a small circle and a bigger circle outside of it, kind of looking like an egg and a yolk in the middle, that smaller circle would represent things that are within your control. So the small circle could be things like what you eat, what you drink, the clothes you choose to wear, the attitude you embrace, the way you show up or behave around other people, and those goals that you choose to pursue. Outside of that, that bigger circle, it's a space called your influence. You can influence your children, your parents, your neighbors, your coworkers, your boss. You can influence a lot of things that go on around you, but you cannot actually control any of those things. The only thing that is truly within your control is yourself, and that includes your motivation. When we think about control, it's really a wonderful and empowering idea. It comes with it a whole set of assumptions and beliefs that we can control things, which means our future and our experience is also within our control. If you think about this idea that no one outside of us motivates us, that's kind of shocking to many people. There's a lot of assumption behind that, that yes, we are motivated by external things. To some degree, we choose to let ourselves be motivated by those external things. Like maybe we want to be motivated by salary or achievement. Maybe we're motivated by wanting to fit in, so we think we're being motivated by the people around us, when really we're being motivated by our core desire for power through that salary or achievement. Or maybe we're motivated by our desire for belonging, which is manifest through the connections we make with other people. Now, if you're like me, you might have grown up thinking that other people cause your experiences to be a certain way, and it's very common to think that. But what if we all embrace this idea that we're ultimately all in control of our own situation? That's a very hopeful place to be. When we think about everything that was within our control, like our attitude, our mood, our emotions, our energy level, our experience generally, when we think that's all within our control, that opens up a wealth of possibilities about what we can do to change our situation for the better if we don't like it. And if we're unhappy with it, we can change it. Likewise, if we think everything outside of us motivates us or controls us, that's a hopeless place to be because it takes away the possibility that we can change that at all. So in that exercise I mentioned, drawing a circle and putting in it all the things we can specifically control, and then drawing that larger circle and just listing what we can influence. This is the space where we have room to figure out how do we want to place our energy and where do we really want to spend our effort and our time. If we spend a lot of time worrying about things we cannot control, but stuff we can only influence, like other people's opinions about us, or the way other people behave, we're going to be frustrated a great deal of the time. We're also going to be spending a lot of energy on things we can influence, but definitely cannot control. Once we understand that, well, we can look at that and decide, how would we like to spend our energy differently? It seems like a lot of times, energy and time will be spent on the story or the drama. For example, if there's someone at work that has an opinion about us or there's drama happening at work, we might worry about it. We might spend a lot of time talking about it. We might tell someone else about what that other person is saying about us or doing. We might think about all the different ways that we're frustrated about that situation at work. Well, all of that is in that place of influence. And while we might be able to have a positive influence on that, or we might be able to separate ourselves and spend less time there, we literally cannot control that situation. Spending an abundance of time on it really deprives us of energy we could use for something else. Now, I'm not suggesting that it's easy to let go of a difficult circumstance. Not at all. In fact, I think it's healthy to acknowledge our feelings about things and figure out how to manage difficult situations. But understanding that we cannot control it because it's in that circle of influence space, that allows us to consciously think about the way we spend our effort and energy and turn it away from that dramatic situation and back to things that matter more to us and which we can control. Think about control and what you'd like to do in the new year in terms of a goal. Now, many people think you should not set goals for the new year. I disagree. Goal setting is specific. You can choose something that you would like to achieve, a new direction you would like to move into, a new habit you would like to embrace, or something you might like to change or improve. I've decided that I would like to change the way I manage my priorities during the workday. This is achievable because I can move them around, I can set the new set of priorities, and I can just begin operating from that space. Then each day at the end of the workday, I can look back at the way I have spent my time, and I can consider whether or not I used the new set of priorities. I think that's a very achievable goal, and the best part is it's within my control. When you think about the way we all think about things that happen to us, most of that is automatic, and it's kind of happening in our subconscious mind. Not all of us think about the way we think. If we could take a step back a little bit, and we can observe the way we're thinking about any given situation, or about ourselves, or about our experiences, then we can start to realize whether we view things as within our control or not within our control. This is an idea I'd really like to share with you in terms of starting the new year and also setting some goals for the new year. There are so many things going on in the world right now that we absolutely cannot control. And yet there are people everywhere who are influencing for the better. I see a lot of people doing service for other people and having a really significant positive influence. I also see a lot of folks who are contributing their time, their talents, and their positive energy. a lot of this is exerting what they can control to really help other people and to adopt a positive way of thinking about what's going on. The more we can do what is within our control, the more we increase our feeling of power and the ability to have an impact. So let's talk about you for the new year. What is it that is within your control that you would like to change for the new year? Now that we've had the several months leading into this year of the pandemic, all of us have had time to slow down, to see things differently, to examine what we liked about our routines or our lives and what maybe we'd love to change. So maybe there is something that has already entered your mind that you would like to focus on for the coming year. What is it? Would you like to adopt a new habit or adopt a new healthy living strategy? Is there a new way you might like to eat or exercise, or would you like to get more sleep? Or perhaps you would like to change the way you approach your workday or your parenting, or maybe you would like to become a parent or get married. There are so many options available, but one tiny step is to take a look at that area that you would like to focus on for the next year and determine what parts of your goal are truly within your control. And then nail that down just a little bit more and determine what areas are most motivating for you. Is it a sense of fun and creativity? Is it this idea of having power in a situation or influence? Or maybe you would like to learn. Learning is very motivating for a lot of people. There's a great payoff to learning. We have some new knowledge, but we also have this energy of growing, of moving forward, and adding to our overall abilities to put things together and to converse on a variety of topics and to connect to other people intellectually. There's so much possibility in the coming year. I encourage you to think about those things that are within your control and which things are within your area of influence and start to notice what your thoughts are about those things. And then lastly, think about the space beyond those two areas. There are many things that are not within our control and not even close to our influence. They're totally beyond our control and outside of our circle of influence. Many of those things we can get curious about, we can learn about, and we can find out how we might be able to have an influence in those areas in the future. But right now, we really don't. Spending all of our time and energy in that zone is going to deplete us where we really need to spend our energy elsewhere. I've personally thought a lot about conserving that energy and not spending a lot of time and effort on the storytelling around that space I can't influence and I can't control, but maybe I could learn more about and I can have an influence in the future. That's something to think about that I just want to share with you, and I hope it helps you this coming week. As you think about your goals, think about that idea, control, influence, and stuff that's outside of that zone. Well, I hope that the new year is treating you well and that as you're setting your goals, you're finding some things that really appeal to you and get you excited about moving forward this coming year. Thank you for being here and for listening. For more ideas about self-growth, self-development, and becoming an even better version of you, please visit my website at drbcoach.com. I'm not currently accepting new coaching clients for one-on-one coaching, but I do have a group coaching program coming up, and I encourage you to check it out. I hope to hear from you soon. And I wish you all the best in becoming the best version of you.
Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach from drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence.